And let's keep stumbling down the boulevard, folks. We call that stumbling down the boulevard because we're going to talk about stumbling here a little bit tonight. Oh, today. Hey, this is part two. This is part two of Arthritis Comes to Visit. We're going to call this one Arthritis Goes Away. Now, we left off. Before we get into that, let me give you the same old thing I give you every time. Make sure you contact me if you like this podcast. If you don't like it, contact me on the Life and Times of Big Jim pod at gmail.com. The Life and Times of Big Jim pod at gmail.com. And check us out on the web at the Life and Times of Big Jim .com. See a little bit about Leanne and I, see some pictures that I take. I like to take some pictures every once in a while. And so we're going to put some new pictures up here pretty soon on from the Kentucky Horse Park here in Lexington. Beautiful place to go if you're around Lexington. Make sure you go out there and just enjoy that place. You can do some horseback riding, see some champion horse that won both the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont Stakes and came really close to winning the Preakness, real close to being a Triple Crown winner. A horse by the name of Funny Side, I believe. Funny Side. He was quite the racehorse, so he is retired there at the Kentucky Horse Park, and you can see him, meet him, and hear all about him out there. Really interesting stuff. You can do pony rides for the kids. There's a restaurant out there to eat in. And you can just sit if you want on a park bench and look at some of those beautiful, beautiful horses that are out there in those fields. Great place to go. Enjoyed it immensely. Plan on going back many times because I don't think you can ever see everything there is at the Kentucky Horse Park. There's a museum out there. Didn't even have time to go to that. Several barns, several... I saw a 2,000-pound horse. Now, you people have been around horses and stuff all your life. You're going, yeah, big deal, Big Jim, big deal. But I'm telling you, this was a big horse. At the shoulders, she told us this horse was 19 and a half hands tall, which is 6'5" tall at the shoulders. Now, I'm 6'6", so I'm standing forehead to shoulder on this horse. And so then it lifted its head up, and I thought, oh, my goodness, it's going to bump its head on a basketball goal if it's not careful. It was a big old horse, big horse. It's the horse that generally pulls the trolley. They're the trolley that they use. Usually pulls that, but the trolley driver was sick or out that day, so the horse was actually in the barn, and we got to meet it up close and personal. Actually petted that big old giant beast on the neck. Love that horse. Got a picture of that. Probably, well, I don't think I have that one. I may not have him edited yet, but I'll get him on the website as well as soon as I can. So just go to that website, Big Jim, the Life and Times of BigJim.com. You see some pictures, little information on myself and on Leanne, my better half, and you can go there and check that out if you like. Now, where did I leave off? Oh, I know where I left off. I was in that hospital room. I just had both of my knees replaced at the same time, and everybody was telling me how crazy I was. Well, I still was not sure that I was going to believe that. So that night of my surgery, that nurse had come in and give me some handy-dandy pain medicine and pills and told me to get some sleep because I was going to have a busy day the next day because I was going to start my PT. But before we get into... Now, let me jump back just a little bit here. The whole time I hobbled around that hospital I worked at where I was going to have my surgery, I encountered many, many physical therapists, and I worked very well with all of the physical therapists. I had to work with them when we were actually standing people up that were on ventilators and moving people around and doing physical therapy on people that were on ventilators, which was a fantastic idea instead of allowing those muscles to atrophy while they were laying in the bed on those ventilators. So, and every time they came into a room with a patient on a ventilator, the respiratory therapy had to be in there with them to help them hold tubing and make sure the tube didn't fall out. And so I worked really well with these respiratory therapists. Well, there was one there. They called her Sarge. That's what everybody called her around there, was Sarge. Now, I don't know how old Sarge was. I don't know a whole lot about her. I do know what her real name was, but we will keep that under our belts for, you know, we don't want to give out information that somebody don't want out there. So if you happen to know Sarge, though, you know Sarge. If you don't know Sarge, then you don't know Sarge. And if you don't know, I guess you don't know. And when you don't know, then you just don't know. So Sarge had been on me for a long time as I hobbled around that hospital about getting my knees done. She had been on me forever. I am waiting for you to get your knees done. Now, Sarge worked on the floor there in the hospital, but she also did physical therapy for knee replacement surgery. That was one of her jobs. She was the physical therapist that started physical therapy on you after you had your knee replacement surgery. And let me remind you, I have had two of them on both knees. I had bilateral knee surgery, which means I did both knees at the same time. Are you crazy? Yeah, I was crazy. So I did them both at the same time. And so I'm laying there. Now, Sarge has been waiting for me to get my knees done. She's been waiting. Well, I get my knees done. I take my pain medicine at night. I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning. Oh, yikes. Them knees are hurting. This is a bad situation. And I'm laying there thinking, I don't think I'm totally crazy yet. But this hurts. This hurts. Well, then guess who popped in my room? That's right. Sarge. Now, I'm laying here thinking, I don't want to move for at least a month and a half. Because I'm pretty sure if I move, these knees are going to hurt worse than what they hurt right now. And that would be just about unbearable. So I tell Sarge, I'm sitting there, I'm laying there, that there's one of them handy-dandy walkers next to my bed now. One of them walker things, you know, that you walk in, you know, like old people do. The old people. Okay, wait. My mama walks in one of them walkers, and I'm not going to call my mama old. You know, she's up there in years, but she is not old. But, you know, but old people walk in walkers. You know, they shuffle around in their little walkers. There's one of them sitting there next to my bed. And then she shows up. Sarge bursts into the room. A spitfire. A ball of energy. Let's do this. And she pops in. I'm your physical therapist and I look fabulous. And she comes in the room. She says, hi, Jim. I said, hi, Pat. Sarge. How you doing? She goes, I'm doing great, Jim. Let's go. I said, go where? She goes, it's time for you to start your rehab. I said, no, see, what you don't understand, Sarge, is my knees hurt really bad, and I don't want to get out of bed. And Sarge says, I don't care. I really don't. You're going to get up and come with me. I said, no, see, you understand. Now, Sarge, you understand. Maybe you don't understand, Sarge. Maybe you don't get it. See, I had both of my knees done at the same time, And I'm crazy. Everybody told me that I was crazy. So I'm crazy. And crazy people don't just get out of bed after they have had bilateral knee surgery. You understand, Sarge? She says, oh, yes, they do get out of bed after they have bilateral knee surgery. And they get out of bed right now, Jim. So here's your walker. And she plunks it over there next to my little bed. I said, well, no, Sarge, you don't understand. See, from where I'm sitting right now in this room on the orthopedic floor, it's a long way down the hall to the PT room so I can have my PT. So what you're going to need to do, Sarge, here's what you're going to need to do for me, is go get me a wheelchair, and I'll be more than happy to hop in that wheelchair, and you can just push me down there to the rehabilitation gymnasium, and you can assist me in sliding over into a chair so we can begin my rehab. Now, Sarge thinks that's pretty damn funny. She's laughing pretty good about that, you know. I won't imitate Sarge's laugh because that would be, you know, disrespectful. So she says, no, GMC, you don't understand. You're not going to ride in a wheelchair down to rehab. You're going to walk with that walker down to rehab. I said, well, Sarge, see, what I don't think you understand is, and she said, no, what you don't understand is, you're coming with me. Get up out of that bed. Now, I knew Sarge. I'd talked with her a lot of times. I'd never seen Sarge like this. So I said, all right. So I squeaked around there, got set up, inched those painful legs across that bed, hung them over the side of the bed. Oh, pain, pain, pain. And I scooted forward a little bit. I said, now, Sarge, I said, I don't think I can do this. She goes, yes, you can. And she swung one of them, what they call gate belts, around my waist. That's one of them things. Now, let me stop right here for just a second and say, you know, gate belts is something that they put around you, and they're going to catch you if you fall down. Now, let me set this scenario up for you folks. I am 6'6" tall, and at that time I weigh about 300 pounds. And Sarge is about 5'5" and probably tops out at about 25, maybe 125 pounds at the max, you know. And Sarge, if you're listening and I got that too high, I apologize. But it's like this. I'm a big old boy. She's a little bitty lady. She flips that little gate belt around me. She says, I'll be right here if you lose your balance. I'm like, well, okay, Sarge, whatever you say. So I say, how do I get out of this bed? How do I do this? Because my legs they're on fire right now. They're throbbing in pain. They're all wrapped up in these ace bandages things, you know, they're all tightened up. She says, well, what you're going to do, Jim, is you're just going to scoot to the side of the bed, put your feet down on the floor, and you're going to put your hands on this here walker, and you're going to push yourself up and stand up, and you're going to stand there till you get your balance just a little bit. Then you're going to walk your happy little self down to the PT gymnasium. I said, that sounds real good there, Sarge. But see, my legs hurt. She says, no, up you go. And she grabs hold of that little gate belt. It starts to tug at me upwards. Then I realize that these physical therapy people, PT people, those folks, they stronger than what they look. I'm kind of figuring that Sarge could probably just, you know, pick me right up off the bed. Now she's pulling up on that thing, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, God. So I stand up. Oh, I am crazy. This was the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. And I'm standing there on two knees that are brand new and they're wrapped in ace bandages. Oh, Sarge, why are you doing this to me? She goes, good, you got your balance? Let's walk. And there I go, shuffling down the halls. Oh, and every step is like they're driving a sword from the bottom of my foot all the way up to my hip. And they're slow. I'm moving slow, folks. My little walker moving along with it. She got tennis balls on the bottom of it. You know, I'm looking like I'm 750 years old. I'm trying to get to the buffet at Golden Corral. Cooking along. I finally make it all the way down. All the way down to the physical therapy gymnasium. And I make my way in there. And there's a chair there. And Sarge says, you can sit in that chair. I said, okay. And I get ready to flop down in there like a beached whale. She goes, but don't flop down there like a beached whale. I want you to sit down slowly. Place your butt on that chair slowly. Don't flop down. Hold on to that walker and just sit right down there. So I bend those new titanium knees and I inch myself down there and I get plunked down in that chair. Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking, I finally made it. And there's some other folk around me, you know. And it's obvious that they've been waiting there for a while because they're looking at me with that stink eye look like, you know, we've been waiting for you forever. What's taking you so long, you dumb moron? Well, so Pat goes out. She sits down in the chair in front of us, all of us. You know, there's probably 5-6 people having their knee surgery rehab there on the at the same time I am. So Sarge sits down in front of us, and she goes, my name is... She didn't say Sarge. She introduced herself with her real name. And she says, I'm sorry that we are late. She said, I want to introduce you to somebody real quick. I've been waiting for him to get here forever. He works at this hospital right here. He has hobbled around here for years on bad knees. And I have been waiting to get him in my physical therapy knee replacement rehab class forever. And she says, folks, I'd like you to meet Jim over here. Jim is an idiot. Now, Jim, what he did, he's crazy. Because what Jim did, see, while you all had one knee replaced, Jim decided to have both of them done at the same time, which is called a bilateral knee surgery. So Jim is crazy. So what we're going to have to do is everything that I do with all of you people that are intelligent and smart and sane and had one knee done, everything I tell you to do, I'm going to have to modify for crazy Jim over here. Because instead of having one knee done, he had both of them done at the same time. So, with that said, welcome all of you to our rehab. And we're going to have a really wonderful time here. I'm going to get you back up and moving around just a little bit. And we're going to work. And it's going to hurt. And you're not going to like me. But it's going to do you the best that you can do before you go home in another couple of days. Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me correct that. Those of you who had one surgery done, one knee at a time, you guys will probably go home tomorrow, tonight, first thing in the morning. So this may be your only time down here with me at rehab. Now, for those of you who are crazy, like Jim over here, said he's going to be here a couple of days, so he gets to stay with me for a couple of days. Aren't you happy, Jim? I said, yes, ma'am, Sarge, I am. I am so thrilled. Well, she begins to do some of these exercises. And her favorite thing to say during these exercises, while we're doing these exercises, she will say to the group of us, now she goes, what you need to do while we're doing this exercise is put most of the weight on your good leg, the one that you didn't have surgery on, your good leg. Now, Jim over here can't do this because he's crazy, and he did both knees at the same time. Sarge was, she was ready for me. Now, let me just clarify for all of you right now, I did not mind this extra attention from Sarge. I laughed along with it. I did not bother me at all. And Sarge and I knew each other, and she was having fun with me. And don't think of her as some evil physical therapy lady that was treating me mean, because she wasn't. We were joking. We liked this. It was all in good fun. But she was giving me hell for doing two of my knees and waiting so long to do them. Those were her two big points of contention with me, was I waited so long, and I got two of them done at the same time. Well, she was right. I didn't get to go home till a few days after the surgery. But as soon as I got home, well, then they get calling me from the physical therapy department over to the hospital wanting me to start my rehab there. Now, I go down there at that place. I'm hobbling on my crutches, trying to get through this thing. Now, these people, they made Sarge look like an angel. These folks down there, you know, they get you out there on that bed, you know, you got your bandages off, you're looking now at your big old giant scarred up knee, and it's all black and blue and yellow and green and hibiscus, and it's like all this stuff, and then I'm like, oh, holy cow. And then they put you up on a little table there, and they say, okay, now take this little take one of these here, you know, them belts, them gait belts. And he said, put it underneath your foot and pull your foot up and bend your knee as far as you can. Wait, but that hurts. I know, make it hurt really bad. No, but I don't want to, but you are. So I'm pulling my knees one at a time up there, and they are absolutely about to throb off of my, oh my goodness. It was horrid. You know, then they got me up walking around. I'm a walker, riding a bike, doing squats, sitting up and down in chairs. But then what they do to you, and this was the absolute worst, folks. This was the absolute worst. They put you on that table. And they give you this nice little pillar to lay your head back on there, you know, on this little flat examination table. And they got all these little protractors and little gizmos and doohickeys that they're measuring your leg to see how far you're bending it and how far you're straightening it out and how far you're bending it and how far you're straightening it out. And it's, you know, and I think I'm putting pretty good pain on my legs. You know, I'm pushing it pretty hard. That's what I thought. But it wasn't quite good enough for them girls down there at the rehabilitation office. So there I'm laying on that little thing, and that little physical therapist, she'd get up there and she put one hand on my thigh and one hand down there on my shin bone, just on both sides of my knee right there. And she says, I'm going to push that knee down where it's flat on the bed. I said, what, you know? And then she just like, I think, I can't be for certain, because I couldn't look when she started. But I honestly think she did a handstand on my knee, because she shoved that thing down so hard. And I tell you what, I kind of felt like probably I was, I don't know, I've never had a baby before, but I almost had to feel like having a baby out my kneecap, you know. She's a shoving down on that thing, pushing it flat against the bed. I was going, yabba dabba doo, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing here? You know, you've got to stop that. And she lets up. I said, oh, thank goodness. I thought she was going to go, and then she goes down again and pushes down on my leg again. And I said, oh, no. Oh, no. And then I said to myself, you know what, Jim? You're crazy. Because after she finishes sending you to pain hell on this leg, guess what she's going to do? She's going to the other one. Oh, my gosh. And she did. She walked over the other one. And she did handstands on that one 2 or 3 times and mashed it down there. And then they say, okay, now you had that little gait belt there. You was pulling up on your foot. Hand that gait belt to me. Well, now that's the other direction. They're cramming that thing up there. They are trying to touch my heel to my buttocks. And even when I am a good, you know, before I couldn't do that when I was 18 years old. What you trying to do? I got 2 titanium knees and you're trying to yank that heel all the way back to my butt. Well, I tell you, folks, I kept going to that place. I kept getting beat up every day. And oh boy, I was riding those bikes. I was walking. I was squatting, sitting, doing tippy-toe things and moving all around. And I was like, oh. And it was, but now that's the hate side of a physical therapist. I hated them girls when they started doing handstands on my knee and they started, you know, they was hurting. They was hurting. But the love part of this thing is them ladies and them gentlemen down there in the physical therapy thing, folks, they know what they're doing. They will get you back on your feet. The only thing that I had a problem with, because I still hobble around a little bit on my knees, the only thing I had a problem with was that damn COVID came up in the middle of this, and you were, you know, back in the day where you were getting screened everywhere you went. Have you been in touch around somebody with COVID? And I had gone back to work, and I was working, yeah. And it was in the middle of COVID. And I'm a respiratory therapist. And they say, have you been around somebody with COVID? Well, yeah. You know, everybody in the hospital's got COVID. So I've been around people with COVID, you know. But I was wearing them handy-dandy masks and all that stuff. And I wearing them PAPR things, you know, where you breathe through that. I was wearing them gowns and 700 gloves and, you know, but they said to me, well, you can't come back to rehab anymore because you've been around people with COVID. So they said to me, here's what we're going to do. Since you've been around people with COVID, we're going to let you finish up your rehab at home. Yeah, that's like telling me I got to finish burning hair off my chin with a Bic lighter at home. I'm not real, wasn't real motivated to do that, folks. I didn't do it too well. I worked on it kind of halfway, so I'm paying for it today. So little public service announcement here. If you ever have knee surgery and them physical therapy ladies tell you, ladies or gentlemen, tell you when you go home, do this, I'm going to suggest you do it. And you keep doing it until you get better. Now, I didn't do too well at it, but right now I got some physical therapy people that work with me there at the hospital I'm at now. And they giving me some exercises and stuff to do, and I'm trying to do them, and I'm trying to get better, and I think I will. So, all you physical therapists out there, I love you. But boy, do I ever hate you too. But they are good folks, and they will work. And they made me be able to get up, move around, do my stuff. I may move a little slower now. I may walk a little slower. I may climb stairs. Who am I fooling? I might take elevators a little slower. But I can get around and do my job, and I'm thankful for those gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, that stuck with me and pushed me hard and did handstands on my knees because they made me be able to get back up. And I'm proud to say I can straighten my knee all the way out now, and I can bend it all the way up as far as I'm supposed to do. And so, physical therapist, if you're listening, you're my heroes. But boy, oh boy, do I ever hate you. Oh, and by the way, physical therapy people, God bless you guys. Thank you for all you do. And ladies and gentlemen, I will talk to you in about a week. And I believe in about a week, we may just, well, you know, I'm thinking I may be able to work this out, but I'm not going to tell you right now in case I don't. So, you know, next week we're going to have another podcast out for you. I appreciate you listening. Check me out on the Life and Times of Big Jim. .com and later.